This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Hey, welcome to episode 171 of the Bobbycast. And glad you're here. By the way, check out, I got a couple new podcasts up. Caroline Hobby has a podcast called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. And to be honest with you, I've known Caroline for a long time, but I did not know of her podcast until Eddie said, hey, she did a really good one with Caroline Bryan, Luke Bryan's wife.
It's a good one. Like, I didn't think I'd really be interested in people's wives or spouses in general, and it was really interesting.
She's done a lot of talks with a lot of the wives of country music stars. So search for Get Real. If you listen to this, obviously you know how to podcast. I always find that's a bit difficult for people, and for me too, especially because people are like, do I have to buy it? Is it? And so I try
to find them too. Yeah. It's not easy.
Yeah. So Get Real with Caroline Hobby. Check that out. There's just so much up there. Eddie's in here. We're going to talk about comedy music for a second. We obviously have. And by the way, on the backside of this, Mike D interviews Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which he was like, which I like. Lil Dicky's funny to me. I remember Lil Dicky from back in the day when he was like, there was a music video he did where he goes up to the house and is like,
yeah, save that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes up and pushes the button and the rich person answers. And he's like, hey, can I like use your house for a music video?
Yeah.
And then he goes into this hilarious music video.
Oh my gosh, yes. I just pulled up a picture of Lil Dicky. I know exactly who this guy is.
So Mike D will have a talk with Lil Dicky coming up in just a few minutes here as he talks with him. The Freaky Friday was his last song with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That was huge.
It was the biggest song.
I
woke up in Chris
Brown's body. I remember the controversy, and I don't know what you talk about in the interview. I haven't heard it yet. Do you talk about the N-word part?
No.
There was a girl because it's part of the song is like Lil Dicky's a white guy, Chris Brown's a black guy, but Lil Dicky's like, now that I'm black, I can say the N word, but it's Chris Brown saying it, and you know, but so this girl at a university, a white girl, was singing along, oh. And it was this big controversy. Can she say it? It was a whole thing.
Oh,
so but I imagine you guys did not go there.
We did not get into that. No.
Let's hit a minute. The history of comedy music and some of the stuff I wonder if people know. Like, for example, me, when I was a kid, I was a big Adam Sandler music fan.
Me too.
I mean, the Hanukkah song.
To me, he was the king of this stuff. That just goes with our age, I guess.
Yeah.
Here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah.
He used to do whole albums.
Yeah.
And I used to, like, Lunch Ladyland. Yes. All of that. And so, yeah, me too. I would buy them. Tapes.
Tapes and then CDs.
Yeah, and then CDs. The song was written by Adam Sandler with two writers. It was performed by Sandler on Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update. He'd pull up to the desk. That's where he'd do, like, Opera Man.
Yes, Opera Man would start at the desk. Weekend Update.
He performed this song as part of a stand-up act, and then this is it.
Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights.
Which became a movie later.
So that reached number 25 on the rock chart.
Two other writers, huh? Interesting.
Well, I always pictured it was just as a comedy bit.
Yeah.
I mean, and
explain that, because you do that. I mean, you did a comedy tour and you had to write stuff. Like, did you have writers for any of that?
But this was like an SNL bit, which is different.
What this was?
Yeah, the Hanukkah song was originally written as a Weekend Update bit.
Oh, I thought
so
he just went on
pitch
to
all pitch writers are they're we should do the Hanukkah song.
Got it.
And then he ended up doing it in a stand-up act. But like the songs that I perform in stand-up, I've written with either you or Brandon or right. Nikita. So all the songs, for example, like we had a comedy record, Eddie and I, The Raging Idiots, went number one on the comedy chart.
Mm-hmm.
And but we all those songs were written by us and different, you know. Never, none by myself. None.
Yeah, I guess when listening to Adam Sandler and doing all these by himself acoustically, I just pictured him doing them and writing them himself.
But I wonder if people, for example, like if I get up, and sometimes I'll play this by myself at a stand-up show. Not on piano, I'll play on guitar. I won't shake the leg, but it's Sunday. They probably think I wrote that by myself.
Right.
And I wrote that with Mike D and Brandon Ray. I was doing stand-up. I was doing stand-up, and we were in a hotel room, right?
Yeah, in Wichita.
And we were like, we're bored. It was the daytime. Nothing was open. And we sat in the room, and we were like, let's write a song about Chick-fil-A. So we did. And that's how it became together. It was, I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries. So that's what the Hanukkah song was, just a song.
Right.
It was written by multiple people. You ever read Steve Martin's book?
No.
Born Standing Up?
No.
I think it's... maybe my favorite book, that or How to Win Friends and Influence Others.
Right.
But when he would do music, Arizona, like King Tut, this was a massive song before we were even.
I don't know this.
King Tut? Now, if I'd known that line of strip to see him, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum. 1978, before we were born.
I can hear that.
It was performed by. The Toot Uncommons, which was actually members of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Really?
It was released as a single in 1978, sold over a million copies, reached number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100. He used to he was like the first comedian to do stadiums, and he would do it with just a terrible PA system because there was
crazy.
No way to. He used to do this trick. I'm just such a fan of Steve Martin. I took his master class on that thing where you subscribe and like learn. What's that called? It's called Masterclass, right?
Yeah.
I took his masterclass.
You pay for that? And
yeah.
You take it?
It was so good. He used to do this bit where he'd be in a stadium. There'd be no cameras to put up on the Jumbotron. And he'd do it like a hidden penny trick. And he'd be like, check it out. Now you see it. Now, but nobody could see it because he's so far
so
away
far
anywhere.
Away. Yes. I love it.
So
And the book was really good?
It's my favorite.
Really?
It's a little slow at the beginning. But all biographies are slow at the beginning because you're just learning about, well, I was born here. That's what my dad did.
Yeah.
But to me, yeah. But this was really the big one that started it. He did this on SNL. And it was, like, on the major chart. Like, I wonder, what's number 17 on the Billboard chart right now?
Let's see.
But this was the top 20 Billboard all-genre song.
Then it's a comedy
song. Steve Martin did, yeah. Ray Stevens was a big part of my childhood, which
yes.
You didn't know much of Ray Stevens.
I didn't know much until you kind of introduced me to Ray Stevens, which is bizarre.
The Streak was the second number one on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. It spent 3 weeks in 1974. It reached number three on the Hot Country singles chart in 2019. He's going to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Huge Ray Stevens fan.
I saw him driving down the street the other day.
You did?
Yeah, in I think it's like just a Chevy Tahoe or something like that. You know, just right down Music Row.
Weird Al was a big part of our lives.
Oh, come on. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it.
He did parodies.
Yes.
And
different than original comedy songs?
Yeah, because he would ask permission.
That. Yes.
These are already songs that were made. He would just redo the words.
And he'd have to go to these writers and say, hey, I wrote a song that makes fun of your song.
Sort of. You don't have to. You have to give them all the money.
Yes. Oh, you do? All of it?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Because there was a point where I was like, hey, we should put our parodies up. And so I reached out to some songwriters, and I was like, hey, what if you just give me 10% and we'll split it, and you guys can have all the rest because you wrote, but they wrote the melody. You're just using all their work to piggyback.
Correct, and you're just changing the words around.
Yeah. So,
wow.
But I remember once he asked Coolio. I think Coolio said no, and he did it anyway. And it was dramatic. Weird Al, you know the Coolio story?
I don't know that.
He even did
something on Gangster's Paradise.
He did Smells Like Nirvana and got their Smells Like Teen Spirit and got their permission. Nirvana.
Wow.
And they were even like, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That's a big one. Here's Chris Rock. Remember No Sex in the Champagne Room?
I do remember that.
And there's no sex in the champagne room.
This was jam for a minute.
Don't go to parties with metal detectors. Sure, it feels safe inside, but what about all those waiting outside with guns? They know you ain't got one.
Chris Rock, funny. I'm on a boat, Lonely Island. I'm
on a boat. Oh, come on.
Huge song.
Huge.
They would play this out. We would go in Austin on Lake Travis, and everybody would be tied up, and and T-Pain was in this. That's big for Andy Samberg.
It's another SNL original.
Pick a Destiny from Tenacious D. I was never a big Tenacious D
guy. Me either.
Mike D, were you?
I love Tenacious D, yeah. That movie's awesome.
Jack Black and Kyle Gass.
Because it's a pig, a destiny child. You know it will be rocking because it's flipping insane. It's just a pig.
I went and watched this movie and thought it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe because I wasn't in the right headspace for it. But... by the way, we're putting, and by the time you hear this, it may be out, but our new Raging Idiots live song, Jesus Knows, is going to be out.
Jesus knows when you run a red light at 2 a.m. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Jesus knows when you fill your water cup with soda. Nothing gets past him.
We were sitting around. We wrote this song. It's me, Eddie, and Brandon Ray. We were at the house. And we were like, well, let's write a song. And I think, Eddie, your song, I think you said, hey, why don't we do a song about... I'm going to get you pregnant. Remember that?
Yeah,
this conversation?
I want to have your baby.
Yeah, what
something
was
like that. It's something where, like, you know, it's like sexual. You want to tell the girl, like, I want to have your baby. I like you so much right now. But the joke is, like, you can say, I want to, like, change diapers. I want to do stuff that no one ever says they really want to do when they have a baby. But that's how much you want a baby with her.
And we never wrote that song.
No, never got done.
Because I was like, what if we do a song like, whatever we do, Jesus is watching.
I think you said it, like, 30 seconds after I said that. You're like, I have an idea. And they were like, oh, a song about Jesus. Interesting.
Yeah, and there's no joke in it except everything that you're doing that you think is trivial, that nobody's watching, Jesus is watching.
Well, the thing is, you know, like when you first said it, it's like tricky. Like, ooh, you know, like people, I don't know if they get offended by stuff like that. Because we're not saying anything bad about Jesus. We're actually saying the truth about Jesus is like he's always watching, right? Yeah. But the joke is that... you want to be relatable when you write these songs. And this is all relatable.
And everybody steals Netflix. Not everybody. I don't. But
not
like,
Bones. Have you ever?
Stolen Netflix? No. I don't think
never?
So. No. A Hulu I have.
See,
but
there
the
we
line,
go.
But the line's Netflix. It's like you use your friend's Netflix account. You think that that Netflix won't ever find out. You think you're getting away with watching Narcos.
You're not.
You're not, because Jesus knows.
Right. And even like the water, you know, getting a water cup at a restaurant and then filling it up with soda. Come on, dude. I've done that so many times.
Yeah, it's in the actual chorus of the song.
Jesus knows when you run a red light at 2 a.m. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Jesus knows when you fill your water cup with soda. Nothing gets past him. When you think nobody's watching and you're all alone, you're wrong. Because Jesus knows.
We recorded that live in Boston, which was on St. Patrick's Day, and they were all drunk.
And I do like seeing people when you sing the song. They kind of look at each other, and they're just like, yeah, I totally do that. That's me. That's me.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com.
Tecovas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the kids at St. Jude. St. Jude's been leading the way in the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of childhood cancer. Your support means that families never get a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the families can focus on helping their child live. And that really hits home for me because I've been to St. Jude many times. I've hung out with the kids, played music for the kids. I was in the hospital a lot as a kid. Now, I didn't have cancer, but if it wasn't for people stepping up, I don't know that I would have been able to go and stay in the hospital and be taken care of. So that's why we do this, to take care of others. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. When you do this, you'll get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. So join all the doctors and researchers, you know, and me in this fight, and just text the word Bobby to 785-833. It's only six numbers, but text the word Bobby to 785-833. Here is from a number one comedy album. This is from 1963. Do you know this one?
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Yeah.
Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking.
Who is this?
Alan Sherman.
With Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner.
It's funny, Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
We got that emo.
We got a whole bunch of songs. I mean, listen. Eddie and I are just bad interpretations of these really great people. That
no, these are
have
great,
yes.
Great comedy songs.
I do think that it's our best work, our live album that's coming out.
Yeah? That we've ever done?
Yes. Because it's an experience. There are people that are laughing. You hear mm-hmm. when jokes hit, when they don't.
Yeah.
There are songs you haven't heard yet. I think people still like Namaste.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but Namaste.
But our live record coming out, I think, is our best. I think it's our first, like, standalone. You can just listen to it and think it's funny without knowing who we are.
I agree.
Most of the time, you got to, like, know us, but, like, oh, that's funny. I know that, man. That song's novel and
yeah.
funny. I think this live record, some people will listen to it without knowing us and go, oh, that's pretty good.
Well, some of these songs that we've played already, like, they got radio play. Like you said, the Steve Martin one. I mean, I remember Adam Sandler being on the radio.
Yeah. The Hanukkah song. And not only that, but let me pull up the Adam Sandler list.
Lunch Lady Land was.
No, there's another one, though. The Thanksgiving song.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Oh, they want to hear the Thanksgiving song.
I think still every Thanksgiving they play it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have them up here. Here we go.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song. Yeah.
Love to eat turkey all night long.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey.
But, is this the one where he says, all I hear is clapping?
Yes. Yeah, he's like, he stops them from clapping in the middle of it.
Turkey, turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping.
Did you watch his special?
No.
On Netflix?
No.
Dude, it's the best one I've ever seen.
Really?
His new one.
Current?
It's the best one. It's the best comedy. Mike D, I've had some time away from it at this point.
Right. And I rewatched it.
I went, and because we were doing Dancing with the Stars, and I had like
3 hours in the evening once. And I was like, I got to watch his Adam Sandler special. And I walked out and told Mike D, I think I watched it first, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I said, I'm fresh off of it, but it's the best special I've ever seen.
Really? Of all time?
It's not traditional.
Okay.
I will say this. It's the most entertaining comedy special I've ever seen. Dude, I cried at one point in it.
What?
Watch the Adam Sandler Netflix special.
I just wrote it down. I'm going to have to watch it. What? You cried?
And I don't know if part of it's because we grew up with that. I don't know if 19-year-olds think it's funny.
Well, I bet that's a huge part.
But, dude, you watch it and then tell me another one. I would watch that before you watch Eminem 8 Mile.
Okay.
Mike, did you think it was great?
I thought it was great. And I rewatched it like last month again. And I was like, this is still really good.
Really?
So Eddie and I are going out and doing shows. I don't even know where we're going yet. The tour's not fully booked yet. We're playing Biloxi, I know. But we're going to go out and play a two-man theater show. But I'm bringing a keys player with us. And it's something I'd always wanted to do because it's easy. It's one person who can do background vocals and play keys. And I didn't do it on my last comedy tour, but then I saw Adam Sandler did it on his show, and I was like, oh, it's so cool. I have to do it now.
Oh, Adam Sandler uses keys in this one?
He's a keys player. And I didn't have the guts to do it, and I didn't want to pay for it. But then it was so cool because you got to pay for their travel and pay them every show.
I've seen your eyes light up when a key player comes into the studio. Like
you love it.
You look at him and you're like, dude, can you play Tiny Dancer?
I never pulled the trigger, but when Eddie and I go and do our shows, it's just us two and a keys player.
Yeah.
And so
we're going to be like, hey, can you play?
Yeah. And we're just going to sing along
with by Ben Folds.
And here, we can't do comedy songs without this one here, which was when I was a kid. This freaking song from Bill Engvall.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign. All over country radio. I don't they understand. We're not dealing with the planet of this. We're talking about the modern man. So you people with the mitzy, bitsy, teensy, weensy, tiny minds. Here's your sign. That Travis Tritt.
Here's your sign.
It's not, what's his name?
Who?
Bill
Engvall?
No.
Bill Engvall's a comedian.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, this Bill Engvall right here, ready?
Time I was home, I was driving around, I had a flat tire. I pulled my truck in one of these little side of the road gas stations. The attendant walks out, looks at my truck, looks at me, I swear to God, he went, tire, go play it? I couldn't resist. I said, nope. No, I was driving around, those other three just swaled right up on me.
That was a big one, man. That's Travis Tritt, right?
Yeah. You got Travis Tritt to do the hook. I love it.
Anyway, there you go. That's just a little funny comedy deal. And
you don't have Cheech and Chong?
I don't. I didn't put that up.
Oh, dude, that is.
And it's funny because Mike D was looking at some of these too, and he never pulled up Cheech and Chong.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot about them.
That was a huge inspiration for me, like growing up, and mainly because my parents were like, "You don't watch that." But then I would go to cousin's house, and of course they'd be like, "Dude, you have to watch this."
Mamacita.
You know Santa Claus under the lady?
Yes.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees is coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to. No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man. Man, that. Like, what are you doing, man?
So was Cheech and Chong big with, like, all your Mexican friends?
Yes. It was huge. Yeah. My family. Like, it was just huge with our family. We would bond through Cheech and Chong. We would quote Cheech and Chong. We would say, like, I'm telling you, we would be at my cousin's house, and they'd be like, oh, we're watching Cheech and Chong. I'm like, dude, we watched that last week.
Up in Smoke. I never was a Cheech Chong fan.
Smoke 'em All, I think, was one.
The weed stuff kind of made me not want to. I was so anti-drug. I was just surrounded by it all the time.
Yes. We talked about it like it was normal. None of us ever did it. Yeah. Like, I still really have done it like a handful of times, but that wasn't a part of my life. But talking about it and joking about, yeah, man, like, here's this and that. Like, it was no big deal.
Mike, anything we missed? Any comedy songs? I'm sure people are going to hit me up and go, how'd you not think of so-and-so?
Well, that one got me. I should have remembered that.
Cheech and Chong.
For sure. As a fellow Hispanic, Mike.
I know. I was more post-Cheech Marin after that.
Well, Mike D's interview with Lil Dicky coming up. I woke up in Chris Brown's body. Does he have a new song?
Yeah.
Is it called Earth?
We love the earth.
Like the history of Earth?
It's like a environmental awareness song, and he has a bunch of artists on it.
Oh, really?
It's Justin Bieber.
It's not funny?
Oh, that's Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Justin Bieber's being a baboon.
Yeah.
I'm
like a man, just less advanced, and my is huge.
Hey, I'm a zebra. Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Nice. No one knows what I do, but I look pretty cool. Am I
white or black? I'm a lion cub. Okay, that's...
Dua Lipa? No.
Nope.
Hold on. Oh, that's Halsey.
Halsey.
Yeah. That's it. How's it going, I'm a cow?
You drink milk from a... I don't know who that is.
Zac Brown.
That's what? Zac Brown. Yeah. The one country guy I didn't get.
We didn't.
Like, I'm nailing all the pop people. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have got that ever.
Didn't sound like him. I'm a fat pig. I'm a common fungus. I'm a disgruntled
skunk. Shoot you out my butt. I'm a plant. I can get you. Snoop. I heard Snoop in there. And I'm Kanye West. Kanye, just Kanye.
Was that Kanye?
It's Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Kanye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's being Kanye. Yeah. That's funny. Well, that interview's coming up. Mike D and Lil Dicky. Let me talk about this first. Today's technology makes it a lot easier for a lot of things because you're connected. Your cell phone is connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your smart TV. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. But it may take only one weak link and all those connections for a criminal to get in. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security. While LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect possible threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web, Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats like ransomware. And if there's a problem, their dedicated agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now, get 10% off your first year. Head to LifeLock.com, enter the promo code BONES. That's promo code BONES for 10% off your first year. LifeLock.com, promo code BONES. So how'd you get ready today? Did you shower, brush your teeth, wash your face, style your hair? I'm asking because as a proud member of Dollar Shave Club, I'm here to tell you that no matter what you do to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. You want a clean mouth and fresh breath, right? The intense peppermint flavor of Dollar Shave Club's toothpaste will wake you up and last a surprisingly long time. Their hydrating body cleanser smells awesome. Skin feels great after you shower, but I hope showering and brushing your teeth are just part of how you get ready. But no matter how you do, Dollar Shave Club has everything that you need, and I haven't even mentioned their razors and shave butter that everybody knows them for, including myself. Right now, you can get a Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5 each. They got a shower set, a toothpaste, a toothbrush set, all their famous shave butter, the razor, any of those sets, just $5. And it's the best way to try out their amazing products. It's a great gift after your starter set products ship at a regular price, right? Get yours today, dollarshaveclub.com/bones, dollarshaveclub.com/bones.
All right, we got Lil Dicky on now. What's up, man?
Not much. You?
I'm a big fan, dude.
Thank you.
I think ever since the Save That Money video came out, I've been really following you, dude.
Well, it is great to have you on board.
I've been listening to your new song called Earth, and you have all these artists on here doing animal voices like Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry. How do you get all these artists on this song? We love
the earth. So, you know, it started with I got my friends, like a select few of my friends. Like I reached out to the people that I was friendly with the most. Like between me and the guy who produced the song, Benny Blanco, we have a lot of relationships, you know, and we started with who we were closest with and said, hey, we're making a song where different artists play different animals. Would you want to do it? It's like a very short part. And then we got like a group of like 5 to 7 people on it initially. And then once you get like 5 to 7 people on it, it's easy to go to people who you aren't even as close with and say, hey, so I've got this song with Ed Sheeran, Charlie Puth, Justin Bieber, where everyone's playing an animal and everything's for a good cause. Everything's to help save the earth. Would you want to do it? It only takes 10 minutes to record. And people were very receptive.
Like, who do you think has the most distinct voice out of everybody? Because I was listening to it. And, like, for me, I think Adam Levine as the Vultures stuck out to me.
Really?
Like, it's when they just, like, grasp me, like, oh, that's Adam Levine. Right.
I tried to get, you know, I treated it like a movie in the way that, like, you know, for casting. Like, I tried to cast people that had really distinct voices. Lil Jon is pretty distinct with the clam. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like I hear that, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's Lil Jon. Who else is really distinct? I mean, Ariana, like, how do you not know? You know what I mean?
That's
like,
just belting out.
Yeah. Oh, she carries the second, the back end of that song.
I'm a zebra. No one knows what I do, but I look pretty cool. Am I white or black?
But yeah, like, even Lil Yachty, I feel like I just wanted to have people that, like, you know, I feel like Lil Yachty, I think of him and I think of his voice. So I wanted to get people that I thought you could identify with their voices.
So when you approach a song like this, do you write it like a hip-hop song, or do you approach it like a comedy sketch or like a movie, like you were saying?
This song's just its own animal, no pun intended. Like, it's not really like a, like, I remember the initial version of it didn't have a rap verse, and it was just like the animals and the hook, and I was thinking, I'm barely even on my own song. So then there wasn't even a rap verse. So then I said, I gotta have a rap verse on, you know what I mean? So we added, and we made a whole rap beat and added that part of it. With this song, it was a long writing process. Like, I just thought of, I like went online and researched all the animals and just like thought of like what the coolest, funniest animals would be, and wrote a ton of different jokes and melodies for different animals. And then me and Benny just picked our favorite ones and jigsawed it together. And I can't even compare this song to another song that I've made because it was just such a different process.
Because I was thinking like a song like Pillow Talk, and that song's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was very long.
When you're in the studio doing a song like that, does it get to a point where, like, you're thinking, is this still funny? Do you have to, like, convince yourself again that this is funny?
It depends. Like, I mean, by the time I'm done recording this, like, anything I do, I'm so close to it that I do lose, like, all concept of what's going on. So I have, like, a small circle of people that I send stuff to, you know, and they'll tell me if it's funny or not.
And for you, is, like, the concept of the song as important as the music video? Because the music video is, like, a really big part of your songs.
I think, yeah, I mean, I definitely need music videos for my songs to thrive, but, you know, like, I don't think people are going to watch the music video on mute, but I think a lot of people are going to listen to the song on Spotify with no music video, you know what I mean? So, or like on the radio. So I think the song is the most important part, because without that, there is no video.
I saw Justin Bieber just followed you on Instagram. Is that pretty cool?
What a moment, huh? Yeah, yeah. What a moment. I feel like, I've made it.
Do you, like, instantly get a bunch of people following you after that? Because they, like, go see who he's following? Because I don't think he follows a whole lot of people.
It's I'm sure I did. I really don't pay much attention to the, like, I turn my notifications off.
And you don't post a whole lot.
Well, you know, I'm kind of, like, in this period of, like, where I've just been working on my album and doing stuff, like, behind the scenes for a while. And I think once I really come back, and, like, with Earth, for example, Freaky Friday was the last song I put out. That was, like, over a year ago. So I'll be posting more when I am putting more stuff out, but I feel kind of badly posting like, hey, look at what I'm doing when I'm like working and not putting music out. You know what I mean?
Because your last album was like five years ago?
4 years ago. It's been a while.
So
yeah.
You have a new thing working?
Yeah, I'm working on a new album. It's almost done. I feel like I need like one or two songs left to make, but it's great. I think everyone's going to love it. And, it'll be hopefully out this year. I just need to have one or two more songs, and then my itches are fully scratched.
Do you still get people like yelling at you online saying that you're like not hip hop?
Probably.
Do you care about that?
Not really, because honestly, like anytime I meet a rapper, they're like, man, you rap your ass off. So it's like, I really care what rappers think about me more than what Joe Schmo does.
Because I've seen your freestyles, man. You go off.
Oh, I'm an elite rapper. So yeah, that's why I don't really get concerned.
You've heard the Old Town Road song, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Country song or hip hop song?
It's like a high. It's a both. Both. It's a great song. Whatever it is, it's a great song.
You know Lil Nas X?
No.
Did you ever do anything with him?
I have no idea. I've never met him. I've heard one song. Let's see if he can do more.
Yeah. I mean, I think you put out like maybe one other one, but I like the song. It's pretty good. It's a straight hip hop song. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to send me a link.
So you're also doing like a TV project with FX?
Yeah.
That's about your life?
Loosely, yeah. Loosely. It's like not totally fact-based, but it's, you know, about a guy who, you know, it's me. It's about me and about it before I was really any sort of accomplished. And, I've always kind of had a high belief of myself, and it sounds okay now when I say I believe in myself and I'm putting out like a song like Earth. But 5 years ago when I believed in myself to this extent, I think my girlfriend at the time and my parents thought I was insane. So it's kind of starting there, and you'll see the rise of a rapper in modern day America.
So you play yourself?
I play myself.
Is it like anything like, because I think of FX and I think of Atlanta, which is a show I love. Is it any kind of like style like that?
Different show. You know, you could say they're both kind of based around the hip hop world to an extent, but I think Atlanta, I don't know. I think they're pretty different shows, different tones, but Atlanta's probably like one of my favorite shows on TV.
Oh, that's good. I love Donald Glover, man.
I do too.
So how'd you team up with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, so I knew that for Earth, like, I don't think like I should be like making money off this. Like, we have an environmental crisis going on. I need to like raise funds here. But at the same time, I know nothing about the environmental space and the nonprofit space. So I wanted to work with someone who was who knew what was going on and how to approach this. And one of the biggest things that woke me up to the climate crisis in general was watching his documentary Before the Flood. So that, in tandem with, you know, being such a fan of his as an actor, like, he's like the LeBron James of acting. You know what I mean? Yeah. Of my generation. And, he literally wins Best Actor, waits his whole life to win the Oscar for Best Actor, goes on stage and makes a speech about climate change. And I always respected that. So
what's your favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Wow. No one's ever asked me this. I mean, Titanic is the first. Catch Me If You Can. Catch Me If You Can.
It's a good one. But he won the award for The Revenant. Did you see that?
Yeah, I've seen it. Not my favorite. I liked it.
I thought it was crazy. Gets attacked by a bear.
It's cool. It's awesome, but it's nowhere close to Catch Me If You Can. I go Titanic 100% over The Revenant.
Okay.
Dude, anytime Titanic's on TV, I'm stopping everything I'm doing and watching until the end.
All 4 hours of it?
Whenever it is.
I mean, that was one of the movies that was like in the two VHS tapes.
It's so good still. Old Rose.
Yeah.
I mean, poor old Rose.
Well, the song is called Earth. So all the profits are going to help the environment. You can go to welovetheearth.org.
Yeah, you can go to welovetheearth.org to learn. I mean, people should, like, honestly, I don't know if people are aware about what's going on. I didn't even know anything about this until I made this song. I had, like, a vague idea that, like, oh, we're doing something wrong with the environment here on Earth. I didn't know that if we don't change everything about our behavior in the next 12 years, the damage is irreversible and, like, Earth will become uninhabitable within our lifetimes. It's kind of shocking. Like, every scientist says, yeah, that's totally true. Yet people, I feel like, are just, like, coasting, being like, I don't know, but it's true. Look into it.
Yeah, everybody go check it out and read up on it. We'll appreciate the time, man.
Thank you.
All right, good talking to you.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.